Go look up there for that. This is actually John Book's second time guest DJ in the show. I played one of his sets about 2 months ago, but it was a set that he had done, God, must have been 3 years ago now. So this is a new one that he did for this year, playing a lot of good stuff. I listened to a bit of it, so some of it will be a surprise for me too, but he says it's good. I have full faith in his abilities as a DJ. So anyway, I'm just going to get started with this. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Again, check out my website, www.galacticfractures.com. Here he is. This is John Book, guest DJing Galactic Fractures. Yes. Bravo, Figaro, bravo, bravissimo. Bravo, Figaro, bravo, bravissimo. Fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Tra la 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 la. Anche fortuna, anche fortuna, anche fortuna, non mancherà.
What? grandma's awesome thing. They even get bigger when your telephone rings. You can always stop paying them, save yourself. But you better believe you won't get nothing else. Bills go away, come again some other day. Whether you're young or old, it's the bitter or sweet, and that's what makes so bold. Bills are a slave to the human race. People try to hide to save their face. Brand new cars that look so fine. 300 years of fire. Bills have been knocked down for the many of men. And show off wherever they can. Watches and diamonds, oh, they play so cool. But at the first of the month, you know who's been the fool. War bills, leave me alone, 'cause all my money's gone, and I'm about to lose my own. War bills, go away, come again some other day. Yeah, yeah. Go away, but can you
mama. Rainy day. before we go any further, I'd like to show you all a game I made up. This game is called Sounds of the Studio, and it can be played with any record, including this one. You can play it play it with your favorite record. You may be surprised. Now, if you have a pair of headphones, you better get them out and get them cranked up, because they're really going to help you on this one. Now, I'm sure you all recognize this. This is called Hiss. It comes on records that were mastered lousy or mono reprocessed for stereo or any number of things. This, of course, is hum. Peas popping. This is the sound of bad editing. And here's what happens when the machine gains control and mangles your tape. Punch. Outs. Now all you have to do is find these sounds on the record. And whoever finds the most wins, of course. But don't...
Someone is waiting just for you. drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
bear. This whole year has been a blunder. Yes, I've lost my sense of wonder. There are no sweet, warm lovers to turn to.
Some non-believers out there. Yo, we got to do something about that, man. Yo, we got to get stupid. Yo, we got to let them know what time it is.
You.
of O. Medford. All right. You're listening to Galactic Fractures, WMFO Medford. That was John Book doing an hour-long guest DJ set. I got the second part of his guest DJ set coming up next. Just want to jump in here and thank John for putting together this for me. You can check out the complete playlist on my website, www.galacticfractures.com, and I'll have the playlist and downloadable shows and the podcast already later today or tomorrow, and you can get all the information up on my website. So anyway, I think I'm going to get right back to the music. I'm just going to let John continue with this. He's got another hour of great stuff picked out for us, so check this out. You are listening to Galactic Fractures on WMFO in Medford.
Good morning, lads and lasses. My name is Miss Winters.
Good morning, Miss Winters, Miss Winters, Miss Winters.
Yes, well, I just wanted to say, if there's anything I can do for you, you know what to do. We at Magical Mysteries only have your best interest at heart, and your every wish is our command. Thank you.
Yeah. them. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Maybe I was too good to go. got to California, I don't know that we were nostalgic in a general sort of way for New York so much as we were nostalgic as writers for this milieu that we left behind. And we weren't finished writing songs with New York characters in them yet. So we kept doing that, and by the time we were finished, we had moved back to New York, at which point we immediately started writing lyrics about California.
A lot of our songs are about being homesick, I think, for New York. I've noticed that, actually. I guess it's just was our natural inclination to write these sort of stories, really. Home at Last, the central metaphor was taken from Ulysses' big problem, you know, trying to get back home, but we didn't take it that seriously. It's essentially just the idea of it, and how do you write a little blues about Ulysses, you know?
There's a guitar riff, sort of a Chicago blues sort of item. Larry Carlton.
Donald and Walter love sophisticated harmony, but they're rock and roll guys. We're contemporaries as far as age, so we all were brought up listening to the 60s. And I know that they love rock and roll, but they also have a passion for harmony, which, as do I. All the players they use, we love great feeling rock and roll music, but we love harmony.
When we did Pretzelogic, which was the first album we did with studio players, we had done a couple albums with our little band, and we had, you know, heard these players and done overdubs and stuff with them. And but I found myself in the room with these guys, and I thought, like, wow, I'm really outclassed here, you know.
Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, James Brown, Lloyd Price, Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, Hines and Ford, Barry Manilow, Dionne Warwick, The Animals, The Monkees, The Beatles, B.B. King, Bobby Brewer. Now, they already told me that they didn't want the shuffle. They didn't want the Motown. They didn't want the Chicago. But they weren't sure how and what they wanted, but they did want halftime. I said, fine, then let me do the Purdy Shuffle. And they said, well, what is that? I said, well, I'll show you where you can feel comfortable with it, and you'll end up getting exactly what you asked for. Halftime, funky, laid back, without thinking that it's a shuffle. And it goes something like this.
Let's isolate Bernard for a second, because let's listen to that beat.
Bernard, you know,
this isn't easy.
You'd come in with a tune and have sort of something in mind, but the way Bernard played stuff was always, he always had some unique stylistic thing that he did that you would never imagine in advance and that nobody else would do. This tune was good example of that. A lot of Bernard's hi-hat and this tune particularly is a real driving kind of.
You got the backbeat, you got double time, and you have it almost shuffle. Ooh, beep, bop, 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 bop.
Bernard, you know, there's the famous story where he, you know, he would come to a session, at, you know, in the early '60s, and
he'd have two signs with him, and he'd set up these signs. One on one side of the drums would say, "You done it," and then the sign on the other side would say, "You done hired the hit maker, Bernard Pretty Purdy." So it's that kind of confidence that you need, you know,
yeah,
to get a good R&B track, you know.
Thank you. free album is on its way to Major and Mrs. Ellen Weber, who hear our show over KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go? Oh, it's over. Show.
Well, although this get-together is over for right now, we'll be back with more fine music and guests for your entertainment from our Hollywood studio, so be sure to keep your dial set right where it is, and drop me that line if you have time. Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long, so long.
WMFO British Accent, starting off the show this week with a slow dive from the reissued version of Souvlaki, which has a couple of bonus tracks on it. That's their version of Some Velvet Morning. A whole bunch of versions of that song floating around. Primal Scream did one a couple of years ago with Kate Moss, of all people. You can find that on Primal Scream's Best Of CD. That slow dive song, Some Velvet Morning, off Souvlaki, the reissue that just came out in the U.S. recently. My name is Dave. This is British Accents, the UK Britpop indie radio show every Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. I've got new music this week from Roddy Woomble and what's the other solo guy I have? Oh, yeah, Jarvis Cocker. I'll have both of their solo tracks coming up in the show. Also, new tracks from Boy Kill Boy. We'll do some Primal Scream, Oppenheimer, Morrissey B-sides, and more. Got any requests or anything, you can email me, britishaccents@gmail.com. Instant Messenger is DJ WMFO, and the phone number is 617-627-3800. Right now, I'm going to go over to the British Accents iPod for a new one from the band Shaq. Haven't heard from these guys in a while. And this is a new song called Miles Away. It's British Accents on WMFO, Medford.
Sailing, juniper. I'm sailing, Faraday. Streets of thick metal on the way. I'm sailing, Cataway. You're sailing, Jupiter. We're passing through the sign of the places we've met along the way. And you said, come today. Time.